Shortly after her return from Earth, President Mother Mary begins her day in a way she's become accustomed to, yet still despises. Addressing the nation directly is one thing, but the endless questions from the media leave her exhausted, annoyed, and baffled by their stupidity. More often than not, she looks out at a room full of idiots, staring back at her like empty-headed puppies.
Before the president speaks this morning, I wanted to announce that she will not be taking any questions. Her message is of the utmost importance, and we can't afford the interruptions. Thank you.
Thank you, Gareth. Loyal as ever.
Of course, President Mother Mary. Good luck, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. And good morning, Space America.
Hey, that's the name of our show. That's neat. Neat how she did that.
I come to you frustrated. No, angry. As you've no doubt heard by now, I recently returned from a diplomatic trip to Earth-America. In an attempt to broker a peace treaty, I sat down with their leaders. But I'm disheartened to say that nothing positive came from this parley, though I was open and honest about the dire straits we Space Americans find ourselves in. No amount of negotiating would convince them that the redocking of Space America would save the lives of millions of their fellow humans. It's as if their cold, cybernetic hearts no longer felt the love of their fellow man. They no longer embrace Gaia's compassion. There's a sadness in my heart for them, truly. But deeper still, there is a fear for us, the true humans. If Space America doesn't reintroduce itself to that loving embrace, we will all perish. And I won't let the Earth-Americans stop us.
What are you gonna do, Madam President?
I said no questions!
It's okay, Gareth. Thank you.
Sorry, that's my bad.
And thank you, Mr. McGowan. The details haven't yet been finalized, but I can say this. I vow to every Space American right now, we will return this space station to its rightful home on Earth-America, and we won't follow a few successful skirmishes. Oh no, we'll return on the heels of our entire Space American military force. Those on the surface may have thought they experienced all we had to offer on the battlefield, but they've only faced a small portion of our might. More information will be made available by my staff, but I thank all Space Americans for their continued support as we seek the love and embrace of the great Mother Gaia. Good day.
President Mother Mary, would you care to comment on the recent appearance of your advisors, Viper and Jazz Dishlanga, on the award-winning program Good Morning Space America?
God damn it, McGowan!
Sorry, Gareth. I can't help it.
Yes, of course. As a nation, we mourned Mr. Dishlanga's apparent death and rejoiced when the mother sought to restore his health and return him to us. But his recent television appearance was a sad display, wasn't it? We witnessed the very public breakdown of a modern hero. While I have no doubt his brush with death was a terrifying experience, by all accounts, much of what he had to say was simply incorrect. Perhaps he's suffering from PTSD, false memories. I'm not a doctor and wouldn't try to diagnose him. I do know that he should still be championed as a hero, despite such a public gaffe. He will, of course, receive all the help he needs to recover, and has been placed on administrative leave until he does so. Thank you. That is all.
Madam President, come back. Hey, I thought we had a thing going.
Gareth, when things have settled down, have Mr. McGowan expunged.
Yes, ma'am. President Mother Mary.
Space America Season 2, Episode 8, Little Earth-America, was written by Daniel Williams and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Lisa Canizé, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Andrew Mihalovich, Mickey Morgan, Stephanie Miles, Katie Paul, Josh Soto, Craig Wagner, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkle. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Ian McGowan, Subtanks, and Hands and Feet. Space America Season 2 is brought to you by Calamity Cast, edited by Daniel Williams and Brian Schaefer, co-created by Daniel Williams and Liz Zirkle.
They both want to stay? On Earth?
Yes, Mother Mary.
And what reason could they have possibly offered that would convince me to allow that?
Well, Mr. Montgomery thinks there's more reporting to be done down here with regards to Earth-American-Space-American relations. I believe his exact words were,
"The truth is out there, baby, and Daddy gotta get paid."
Ugh. And what do you think?
I think he's disgusting.
I mean about his reasoning.
Oh, well, he's not wrong about there being important news and information to communicate to the Space-American people, but I don't believe he's being sincere. I think he wants back into the good graces of the friend he left for dead.
Do I insist he return with us, denying that opportunity? Or do I allow him to stay in hopes he'll meet an untimely end? And what of our dear sister Evelyn? What clever excuse has she offered up to stay behind and cavort with her old traveling companions?
Well, she told me, "I'm staying behind and the whys are none of your fucking business."
Poor Evelyn has been led astray.
Mother Mary?
Ah, speak of the devil.
I'd like to request permission to stay behind on Earth. I think Cookie can be convinced.
Sister Evelyn, I will not give in to the demands of a madwoman, someone who would ask so much of us.
No, of course not. Cookie may not be a, seasoned negotiator, but like you, she's caring and compassionate, and she has a deep love of people.
Is that why she's barely a person anymore?
Cynthia, maybe you should wait outside with the other idiots.
Oh, come on!
Mother Mary, please, let me act as a proxy. We all want what's best for Space America, and the people up there are running out of time. I know Cookie can be reasoned with, and I can talk her into your vision for the future. Besides, neither side wants another violent clash. Or something worse.
Something worse indeed. Okay, Sister Evelyn, you're absolutely right. We certainly don't want this to come to blows again. I will allow the negotiations to continue without me. But know this. You have 3 days. Do not fail me. Do not fail Space America. Now go, get to work.
I won't. Thank you, Mother Mary.
Mother Mary, you don't believe her, do you? This is... She's defecting.
Yes, Sister Cynthia. That much is obvious. But I know she still wants what's best for the lives of Space Americans. She's been in a downward spiral of disloyalty for some time. I have prayed to the Mother over and over, asking her to return Evelyn to me, but it isn't meant to be. Such a shame. I had very high hopes for her. Instead, she'll die with the Earth-American scum. Okay, my dear. Let us return to Space America and plan for the future of this infested land.
As the sun sets over Omelette, Colorado, Ace ends his day in an unusual fashion, sitting quietly outside his workshop with Felix, taking in the silence of early evening.
You know what? This is really nice, right? A couple of pals taking in the silence, the stillness of a cool mountain evening.
Indeed. The quiet is nice.
Not one for enjoying the simple things in life. Ace has recently gained an appreciation for the still, empty moments in between the chaos that has enveloped his life. However, his brief calm is nearly at an end. He can see it now. It's here.
Uh-oh. I can see the overexcited glee in his face from here. I think I'm gonna go make myself scarce.
Coward!
Ace! Oh my god, it's great to see you, buddy! I can't believe it! Paz and Ace, the dynamic duo, back in action! Oh man, I have so many stories to tell you! We've been all over the damn place!
Holy shit! Out of my way, Felix!
Oh no.
Ace, hello again. What was so important that we had to meet in person?
Paz? Oh my god, Paz! What are you doing here?
Chutney? Ace, did you set up a surprise party? It's not even my birthday!
Paz! Prada! How are you guys? It's so good to see you! Wait, what are you guys doing here?
You as well, Evelyn. Ace, what exactly is going on here?
The best day of my goddamn life, that's what! Evelyn, I've missed you!
Okay, squeezing kinda tight. Alright, that hug's big enough. So, Ace, what's the deal?
Well, I...
Oh, let me tell it! Okay, so...
You know what? No, I'm not going in there.
Aw, but you promised.
Paz, it smells horrible and I think I might die.
But you're wearing the tar outfit.
No, Paz. We can fill a bathtub with molasses later, if you're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. What are we doing here? Adventure stuff?
Calm down, big guy. We need to search the museum here before we hit the road again. A client claims we can find a section of John Hamm's embalmed... Shit, not again. You got a Prada.
Not you, Julie, no.
What's up, Ace?
My need. No, that's not the right word. I've been told to request your immediate presence in Omelette.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that. We've been on a tight schedule the past few weeks, and we're hunting something big.
Ace, it's good to hear your voice again. How have you been?
Who is this?
You're killing me, man. It's your best pal, Paz.
I'm sorry. I don't think we can.
Anyway, Ace. Sorry we can't help, but you know how it goes.
Wait. It's of great importance to national security and to certain members of the triumvirate that aren't me.
Come on, Prada. I haven't been to Omelette since the gang left for Space America. Let's hit up my old stopping grounds. It'll be fun. They have great froyo.
Fine. But I'm not sitting on it. Last time it felt like my asshole had brain freeze for a week.
I hate this call.
All right, Ace. We'll be there on the double. Good talking to... So we hopped in the van and hightailed it up here. We didn't even find the...
Did you bring the froyo?
Oh, you know we did.
Ace, what are we doing here?
Perhaps I can answer that question.
The historian? Oh, he absolutely can't, but I can.
Cookie St. Clair, you're alive?
In the coolness of early dawn, the bereaved soldier and her bovine companion silently await the rising sun. A hint of concern crosses Brad's large, wide face. Or perhaps it's nothing. He is, after all, a bison, a species more known for stoicism. He nervously shifts his weight before finally...
Oh, I've got it.
What?
I thought of a way to break this awkward silence.
Brad, what the fuck are you talking about? I was sleeping.
Now you're awake, which is great. I gathered intel while you were gone.
Oh, yeah? How'd you manage that?
You using stealth, like you taught me. So get this.
Wow, this is one hell of a mess. I can't believe these Space American assholes thought they could just drop in on us. Hey, Jess, give me a hand with this corpse pile.
You talking to yourself over here?
No! Maybe. I guess I was just talking to this buffalo. It's just kind of standing there. I don't know, shut up.
What the fuck's a buffalo?
I think it's like a cow, but like more. Here, help me with this body.
Sure. It's coming. Anyway, it's pretty great timing us joining the Unified Beekeeping Coronation or whatever it's called.
I don't know. I guess. We better get some of those crazy weapons from Ace, or I swear I'll bite the nose off their wienery leader.
Felix? Come on, they're not so bad. Where are they anyway? And the sexy one with the beard?
Well, he took off back to the headquarters in Omelette after helping Krakaren and scoop up Quinn. There wasn't much left of him before the battle started. I think they found some teeth.
I heard they've got Ace building some kind of people launcher to fire at landing spacecrafts.
Oh, like a salmon chute! I want to get in on that!
So you stealthily stood around.
The bashful bison hangs his head and kicks at the dirt as he realizes maybe his intel wasn't as good as he'd hoped.
I mean, yeah, but I found out where they're headquartered. That's a good thing, right? We could go right now if you want.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Good work, Brad. Thanks. Let's pack up and head out.
Back in the Omelette headquarters of the Unity Peacekeeping Coalition, Paz is still dazed after the reveal of Cookie's resurrection, while simultaneously horrified by the floating head of a psychotic terrorist. It's a lot to process.
This is a lot to process, you guys!
Well, hello, Mr. Zarkonnen. Miss Regatta. It's truly a thrill to be back in the presence of two like-minded individuals. Paz, I feel like we never really got to know one another. We have so much in common. I'm sure if we'd spend more time together, we'd have become fast friends.
We have nothing in common, man. And I think you threatened to kill us like a half a dozen times. To be honest, I don't think we'd have been friends at all.
Oh, come now. We both have a love of history, of artifacts. Not to mention, we both shared some intimate moments with Prada here.
What?
Calm down. I let him lick my toes once.
Not my little piglies. Historian, you bastard.
Do not call me that. My name is Johann Gudbooks. I'm sorry. I lost my temper and I apologize. But I no longer go by that moniker. Since my rehabilitation, I've tried to distance myself from him.
Okay, great. Now that whatever that was is out of the way, we can move on to significantly more important things. Now,
Cookie, before you start, I need to say how sorry I am for leaving you in the historian's basement.
Oh, come on, I'm right here!
Since I saw you yesterday, no, long before that, I've been trying to pull together the right words to properly convey the regret I live with for abandoning you like I did. It was despicable, something I'll never forgive myself for doing to someone I called a friend. You are such a good person, and I've become better for knowing you. I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I hope one day to earn it.
Wow, Chutney, thank you. That means more to me than I thought it would. I wish we could spend more time discussing this, but,
Wait, Cookie, before you say anything else...
Aw, jeez.
I need you to know that I've missed you more than I can put into words. When you died, I was so angry and afraid, I wanted to just turn around and run. But I knew that's not what you would do. You influenced me to be more outgoing, to embrace a calling. Without that influence, I never would have had the courage to contact the love of my life and become the Earth-American trekking treasure hunter I am today. I love you like a sister, or like a weirdly flirty distant cousin. Oh, or like a stepsister in a video I saw once.
Oh, okay, okay, baby.
Dude, they're not even actually related. It's all fake.
Anyway, Cookie, you changed me in a way I'll be forever grateful, and I'm so glad to have you back.
I love you too, Paz. I think I need a minute, you guys.
I'll join you. Let's go for a walk.
The two slowly make their way around the compound as Cookie processes everything. There's an awkwardness to the quiet as they walk, like two people on a first date, not quite sure where to take the conversation. As Cookie composes herself, Evelyn breaks the silence.
Cookie.
Oh, not you too.
We should have searched the compound more. I should have searched more. With Wings gone, it was my responsibility as leader. But the chaos, the fire, Wings getting dragged away, my mind couldn't process everything fast enough. I went for Wings because, I don't know, I guess I thought between the two of you, she'd be the one strong enough to survive. Gaia, forgive me. I hate myself for saying it. And I'm sorry for ever doubting you. You're stronger than any of us, even Wings. She may have overcome it, but her addiction knocked her down for so long.
Oh, Birdie, I never even knew. Never got to say goodbye. I think that hurts more than anything else. I miss her, Evie. And truth be told, I've missed all of you, too.
I've missed you and Paz so much. Chutney, well, let's just say I never got a chance to miss him. You know, your death was one of the lowest points in my life. I think failing you caused me to crawl back into the manipulative arms of Mother Mary. Wings, I guess I could accept. She was a soldier to the end, and her death made sense in a weird way. But losing you? Mother, it ate away at me. So, thank you for not being dead?
Ha! No problem, Evie. I love you, you know?
Thanks, Cookie. I love you too. Should we get back to the group?
Oh, yes, I forgot. We need to plan a response to this whole Space America wants to murder us thing. Come on!
They return to the patiently waiting group, ready to take action against President Mother Mary and the Space American invaders.
Hold on! I want to—
Let go of my tank, you sticky-fingered man-child!
Ace, did you build—
Yeah! Me? No, I'm not here right now.
Actually, I built the free-floating tank that keeps Johann mobile. Though Ace did the whole Frankensteining thing. You know him. I don't care if I should. Let's see if I can.
Please. As if I would ever question my abilities.
Okay, hon. Before I begin, does anyone else have any heartfelt revelations they need to voice? No? Okay. Let me start by saying thank you for the expressions of love. I will say that for a long time I struggled with my own anger and resentment towards you all. But with Ace's help, I came to realize that my friends didn't abandon me to die. And if they thought there was any hope of rescuing me, surely they would have. When he told me what happened to Wings, I knew why you left. I was dead. She was alive and needed help. It was tough to come to this conclusion then, and it's tough to say out loud now. But here goes. You are all forgiven.
Glorious day!
Now, what are we going to do about Mother Mary? Evelyn?
Right. I truly believe that she's become completely unhinged.
You are late to the party, pal.
Shut up. She may still be presenting a calm, calculated exterior, but having spent plenty of time with her, I can tell she's becoming desperate.
Why exactly is this woman such a nuisance?
Dude, haven't you been paying attention? She wants to take over all of Earth-merica and probably turn people like you into sentient toasters. Or worse.
Wait, what?
Well, pardon me if it seems like I don't care, but I don't.
What if we just killed her?
Yes, I too would like to kill... Know the answer to that question.
Because we are a unity peacekeeping force, not a killing murder force. Now, Evelyn, you know her better than any of us. Do you have any ideas?
Well, what she wants more than anything is to settle the people of Space America on Earth. The only way to safely and successfully do that is connecting the space station to the docking stations dotted across the northern border.
And she's had some success getting stations running, though minimal. We've thwarted her numerous times now.
Right, but if the docking stations remain intact, she can keep sending Dark Cyclist teams to try again. So
we should destroy all of the docking stations. And you think this would solve the Mother Mary problem?
I think so, yeah. It would force her to look elsewhere for salvation, maybe even solve the Space America water and weather issues.
I thought there wasn't time for that. Things are getting pretty dire up there.
She never even tried. She saw the terrorist attack as an excuse to make this pilgrimage to Earth. Her entire life, she's wanted to resettle the neobotanologists on Earth, and this was her chance. She doesn't actually care about Space America as an institution.
And destroying the redocking stations would change that?
What other choice would she have?
Why wouldn't she just load the entire population onto escape pods? Send everyone down that way.
Are you familiar with the Titanic?
Yeah. It's a cinematic masterpiece.
The entire history of Space America is built on the idea of what could go wrong? There just aren't enough transport vessels on board to evacuate the entire population. We would have had to begin evacuations weeks before the attack happened. And despite her clandestine motives and, call it, coarse exterior, she really does want to save everyone.
Well, why wouldn't she just kill off as many Americans as possible and drop the entirety of Space America on the smoking corpse of this country? I mean, that's what I'd do.
It's not like landing a helicopter, you pickled fool. Besides, that would surely destroy every ecosystem on the continent, which I assume a believer of the Mother Gaia would be against doing.
Not to mention I'm fairly certain she doesn't have an interest in genocide.
Okay, fine! Asked and answered!
Okay, so we're going with destroy all of the redocking stations and hope the maniac in charge of Space America solves her problem some other way?
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds stupid.
He has a gift.
Not that stupid.
And I don't know, guys. It kind of seems like leaving all of Space America to die because they couldn't solve their water and environmental issues is bad.
Quite an interesting puzzle.
You know, I think Evelyn's right here. Let's not ignore the fact that there are brilliant scientists on Space America. If Mary wanted to solve the crisis, she would have. Instead, she's using it as an excuse to fulfill some would-be savior religious pilgrimage fantasy. So we're gonna force her hand. Force her to actually be the leader Space America needs and deal with their catastrophe without invading Earth.
When you say it like that, it sounds so obvious.
She has a gift.
Come on.
It's a good plan, Evie, but we're gonna need more hands. Ace, hun, will you fetch Zap?
Of course.
And Felix.
I'd rather not.
And tell them both we have a plan. But there are details to hammer out.
Very well.
Ace begrudgingly locates both Zap and Felix, and the trio returns to discuss details of this new plan.
Hey man, I'm Paz. Damn, that's a great beard.
Interesting name, Paz. Oh, hello, Prada Regatta. It's been a long time. You look well.
Nuh-uh. You don't get to talk to me. You sit over there.
Whoa, you know this magnificent beard with a man attached?
We had a brief entanglement.
My boot is about to be entangled with your dick if you don't.
Well, I'm enjoying the sophistication and nuance of our planning so far. Maybe we should move on.
And so, a plan of action is formulated. The group splits up into smaller teams so more redocking stations can be simultaneously hit. Cookie will lead Evelyn and Chutney. Paz volunteers to escort Prada and Johan. Ace is coaxed into a duo with Felix. And Zap, being the only one capable enough, will travel solo. After Ace loads everyone up with a variety of dangerous and untested tech, the teams say their goodbyes and each heads off to thwart the Space American invasion once and for all.
Another fucking dump of a city. How the fuck are we supposed to find their HQ?
Why don't you let me do the talking? You seem agitated. I'll just ask a passerby. Excuse me, okay. Sir, pardon, can you... we're being rude now, fine. How about the two of you can... Well, we're about pretending not to notice the 8-foot-tall bison on the sidewalk. Very cool. Sir, we're looking for the Unity Peacekeeping Coalition headquarters. Can you help?
Come on, Paul. Get the fuck out of my face with that uniform peacock bullshit. I got shit to do.
Hey, motherfucker. My friend asks you a question.
Get the fuck off me, letter.
And you are being very rude.
Oh, my fucking face. Jesus fucking Christ. It's around the corner, two blocks. It's got a sign that says, Base of Ape.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Now get the fuck out of here.
See? Agitated.
Shut up. Let's move.
After a very short walk to a destination they probably could have found with a little more patience and a lot less violence, Shooter and Brad arrive at Ace's workshop, aka the international headquarters for the Unity Peacekeeping Coalition.
Okay. I'm going to go into stealth mode, do some recon, see if I can get the lay of the land.
Yeah, that sound scares me every time.
You keep an eye out here. If you see anyone we recognize...
I'll shout out the secret signal.
Don't do that. Just keep watch, okay? I'll be back in a minute.
As the loyal bison waits, courageously keeping an eye on the front gate and courtyard of the base of Ace, Shooter invisibly moves from room to room, looking for signs of Zap. As she comes across Coalition foot soldiers, she summarily incapacitates all but one. The last soldier she ties up, gags, and leaves lying on the floor.
Stay here. I'll be right back.
And returns to Brad.
Brad, are you sleeping?
Huh? What? No, I had a thing in my eye. I was trying to smother it.
Sure. Come with me. I've got something else you can smother.
You sure they're all still alive?
Geez, yes, I'm sure. I mean, being unconscious this long might leave them with irreversible brain damage, but they're alive, okay? And look, this one's still awake. Brad, some dickhead. This is my friend Brad the Bison. He's a hefty fella, right?
Oh, come on.
Brad and I have some questions for you, and if you don't answer them to the best of your ability, Brad's gonna cozy on up and have a seat on your lap.
Oh no, Shooter, I don't think I
And maybe you'll survive, sure. But having every bone from the pelvis down crushed to gravel doesn't sound like a comfortable way to live. Now ready to talk?
Why do you carry around an oil-soaked rag?
Shut the fuck up, scum. You're lucky it wasn't a piss-soaked rag.
Why do you have one of those? Ugh.
Where the fuck is the Coalition leadership? What the fuck is their plan? And where the fuck is Zap?
I don't know which outlaw clan you came from, but I'm not telling you shit.
Not yet, no. Brad, take his feet first.
Oh, Shooter, I don't know.
Now, Brad!
Okay.
You interloper! Ugh, and fuck your giant horse!
Hey man, you know I'm not a horse. You tell us what we want to know, okay?
You don't think they put us through enhanced? Oh, fuck! Interrogation tactics? Fuck you! Fuck you, horse!
Harsh words from a man with no knees. Brad, scooch up a bit. Now.
You guys are both being real jerks right now, you know?
No! Okay. Okay, I'll talk. Please, just get the fucking horse off me.
Brad.
Make him say I'm not a horse.
Brad, get the fuck up.
Holy fucking Christ. I'm never gonna walk again, you fucking equine son of a
bitch. Oh, quit your fucking crying. You'll just stick some wires and servos in there or whatever you freaks do down here. Now, where's Zach?
He headed northeast. Bismarcky, North Dakota.
What the fuck's he doing up there?
What the fuck
are you people up to?
Oh, there's a lot of blood here. He's got a tower to blow up. Oh, the coalition is... Wow. Feeling lightheaded. Oh, we're gonna blow up as many docking stations as possible to keep the Space Americans from infesting our land, man. Man, things are going dark here.
Fucking seriously? You circuit suckers think a few lost towers is gonna stop Mother Mary? You're all dumber than you look.
Feeling sleepy.
Where the fuck is Bismarcky anyway?
About 700 miles, just a hop, skip, and a jump from here?
All right, Brad. Let's get the fuck out of here. I saw a cargo truck outside.
Girl,
we'll take that. There's no
this,
way
girl.
You're fast enough to get us there quick.
Oh, okay, I guess.
And hey, dickhead.
Oh, fuck off. What now?
My friend ain't a horse. He's a goddamned bison. Let's move out, Brad.
Well, you didn't have to shoot him.
Sure I did. He called my best friend a fucking horse.
The trek to Bismarcky, North Dakota is a long and silent one. After the events at the UPC headquarters, neither traveling companion has much interest in conversation. Plus, it's hard to hear through the cargo truck's walls over the sound of the engine and the road. It doesn't matter to Shooter. She's not thinking about her lonely friend in the back, or how she treated him in Omelette. Her singular focus is finding and killing Zap Rekkonons. With 200 miles to go, Shooter gets a call on her long-distance communicator. Several, actually, that she repeatedly ignores until...
What the fuck do you want?
Excuse me? Presumably you assumed someone else would be on the other end of this call?
Nah, I figured it was you, Mary. Now, should I repeat the question, or should...
Oh, well, it seems we've moved past grief and on to madness, seeing as how you're speaking to the head of the church and state in such a manner. I was recently informed that a ship was stolen from the Quantico Boneyard, so presumably you are back on Earth. Listen, we're in the process of planning a large-scale attack on Earth Americans, and I was hoping I could rely on you for intel.
Sure. How's this for intel? Team Earth America is en route to docking stations all across the border. They're gonna blow them all up and make sure Space America never docks with the planet.
What? Shooter, you must stop them. I don't care what it takes. End their plans. It's imperative that those stations remain functional. Secure the stations, Shooter, and kill every Earth American you come into contact with. We will not be stopped. Space America will return to Gaia.
What's that? You're breaking up. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm real sorry, Mother Mary, but I don't have time for your shit right now. I've got a fucking score to settle. You're on your own.
How dare you? Shooter!
Shooter out.
Mother Mary?
Get out. Take the couple with you.
Shouldn't we discuss?
Now.
I think I should go too.
No! No, stay put. Gareth, stay. In fact, call Philip in here, please.
Of course, Mother Mary. Hey, Phil. Mother Mary has requested your presence.
I never thought I'd get this opportunity. I'll be right there!
At your service, ma'am!
Sit down, Philip. We are in dire straits. Shooter Maquis, our operative on the ground, has, we'll say, resigned her post. This information alone would be troubling. She was an excellent asset, a true believer, and a more than capable soldier. This is made worse by the fact that, as her last act as a member of the Dark Cycle, She informed me that the Earth-Americans intend to destroy every possible redocking station.
Good Gaia! Mother Mary! Why? When? What are we going to do?
They're a scourge that's been consumed by a greed to keep the bounty of Mother Earth to themselves. They've already begun to implement their plans. And what we aren't going to do is invade.
Oh, thank fuck.
It would be a waste of resources and manpower.
Well, President Mother, what do you believe we should do?
What I suppose we should have done from the beginning. Wipe every last Earth-American off the face of the planet.
What? Are you fucking talking genocide? How would that even help us return Space-America to the planet?
Stow your faux outrage, Miss Minkwitz. If we rid ourselves of the Earth-American nuisance, we can take Space-America into lower orbit, perhaps even into the stratosphere, without resistance. From there, we can easily offload refugees in as many available vessels as possible.
Ah, yes. And we can use the empty ships to ferry supplies back. That could easily be a stopgap to dissuade panic or uprising.
There's no goddamn way I'm going to be a part of this. You're all fucking crazy!
Philip, please return Miss Minkwitz to her seat.
Yes, ma'am!
You touch me, I'll break your fucking arm off, and I'll feed it to you.
Sit down, Maggie!
Fuck you, Garth.
Mother Mary, I think we've just the thing for this attack. The T1, T5 rocket. We've already got thousands in reserve.
Gareth! What devilish irony.
What's so fucking ironic about it?
I received the initial designs in an information trade with a previous thorn in our side, a man I knew only as the Canadian.
Oh, this just keeps getting better and better. Evelyn made us all well informed as to what that psychopath was up to.
A truly evil man, to be sure. He was an Earth-American that hated Space-America with an unmatched passion, so let us use his tools of destruction against the land he left behind.
Sounds like he was Canadian.
Gareth, we'll need non-stop production of the T1, T5 if we're to rid ourselves of the Earth-American menace. I'm putting you in charge of that project oversight.
What about Maggie?
You can leave her here with me for now. With proper supervision, I don't see her causing any problems. Right, dear?
I have to assume it's either cooperate or be expunged, so fuck it. Sure. Got anything to drink around here?
The first to reach his target, Zap carefully walks through the decrepit structure, searching for inhabitants.
Hello? Anyone squatting in here? This is going to be really inconvenient, but I've got to destroy this whole building, so you should probably go. Huh, what do we have here?
While there's no one in sight, he does come across a small cache of food, a full clothesline, and a recently snuffed campfire.
Oh man, I've got to blow up someone's campsite? I thought this was going to be a good day.
Not wanting to leave the soon-to-be-evicted occupants without supplies, Zap collects up the food, gingerly pulls the damp clothing down, disassembles the camp, and carries it all to safety. Back inside.
Okay, time to get to work. Let's see what Ace sent with me. Whoa! Haven't seen one of these before. Oh, and he left a note.
Zap, my dear friend. I'm sending you with my latest creation. It's simple enough that even Felix can set it. Engage the power switch, press the blue button, the red button, the yellow and blue button simultaneously, turn the ignition key, press the red button again, enter the code H4WT2R0T on the keypad, press the yellow and red button simultaneously, then simply flip the switch. The other switch. Good luck and take care. Love, Ace.
Ha! Piece of cake.
It takes Zap a few attempts to get the explosive device up and running. The keys on the keypad are sticky, and the switches are rusty. But in the end...
Damn it, Ace! You didn't put a timer on this thing? Better boogie on out of here.
Zap jogs to a safe distance from the redocking station when...
Holy shit! I'm carelessly jogging from a massive explosion, and there's no one here to see? I bet I look badass.
You look like a fucking idiot running in slow motion.
Do I know you? Oh, is this your stuff? I didn't want it to get-
Fuck you! You killed my brother, my friends! You're staring at the face of death!
Thank you for listening, and thank you to all of our associate producers who helped make Space America Season 2 possible. Dave Goddard, Jason Green, Eileen Hall, Lee Hoagland, Margie Ivy, Luke Montuori, Jim Miles, Teresa Schlafly, Dr. Twi Lu Vo, Colin Webb, and Faith Williams. To find more shows, go to www.calamitycast.com.